following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's basketball time, and it is big game basketball as Napa High is hosting Binney's crosstown rivals, and it should be an interesting matchup. This is the girls' big game tonight, boys' big game tomorrow night. Joe Donahoe and the coach for the Binney's girls, and Taylor Willis, who used to play for Napa High, is the coach for Napa.
I am looking forward very much to this game. They're introducing the starting lineups now for both teams to a pretty good-sized crowd here in the gym.
Yeah, it has been growing, and see a few still coming in. But anyway, welcome in to our broadcast of basketball. When these two teams played back on January the 16th, it was Napa prevailing 46-39, but closely contested game. Napa led by two at the end of the first quarter, and Binney's led by two at halftime, and Napa led by eight at the end of the third quarter, and then Napa scored 12 points. Binney scored 11 in the fourth quarter, and Napa wins the game then 46-39 in that first big game.
Very competitive, wasn't it? And hopefully we'll be seeing the same thing tonight between the two teams. It's always special when Napa plays vintage. It doesn't matter the sport. It's just a neat community event.
All right. Well, the starter is being introduced. And we can just remind you that put the records aside, because these guys are out here to play for the opportunity to bragging rights, and this will be the final meeting of the season for these two varsity teams. Binney's girls attired in their burgundy outfits with the gold numerals. Napa in their home white uniforms with the navy numerals and the trimmed in gold. Binney's comes in with an 8-15 mark, 3-7 in the league. Napa 12-12 overall. They are 6-4 in league play. And so we're just about set for the opening tip. We didn't have a chance to talk to coaches ahead of time because we were broadcasting that the JV contest, but we are ready to go. So settle back, relax, and here we go. Roy Hammond, the official, moves to the center. He is taking the basketball, tossing it in the air, and the tip is controlled by Napa High as Napa gets the ball into the forecourt as Charlotte Girard has it between circles. Takes over the left side, now to Armstrong Brown. Underneath, there's a hurried up shot. No good there by Newman. Rebounded by Vintage. Quick pass, coming down, going up, shooting and missing was Groves. Mo Groves had an easy shot, but just pulled up. Gisletta goes down the other way, and a solo drive is good. Gisletta starts the scoring in this ball game, as she will be doing a lot of that, Anna Gisletta. And there is this steal by Napa. They've got a two-on-one. Gisletta drives in, goes up, scores, but traveled, negating that basket.
Yeah, it was a good call. She did take the extra step. She was trying to get herself turned around to face the basket, and that did her in on it.
Binney's gets the ball. We're just underway here. 2-0 is the score, as Napa is using a 1-2-2 full court press, basically about a three-quarter court. Off the left, there's a three-point attempt up, no good by Ship. Madison Ship missing. And Gisletta gets the rebound, goes all the way from one end to the other and scores. So Gisletta has two quick baskets for Napa High. As Vintage brings it down, driving in, going up, missing the scoop shot. The rebound is good. They on the follow-up by Mo Groves. So she missed the earlier shot, got that one to go for her. Here's Napa bringing the ball in the forecourt, Girard. They tried to get it to a low post, but Vintage is there to double-team the ball. but they still try to get a shot away. No good by Newman, rebounded by Vintage. Vintage down by two. Gisletta defending there against Ship, Madison Ship, a 5'7 senior, passes in the right-hand corner to Gross, and their ball, but right underneath the basket was Kate Kerr, just like a pass to her, and she was wide open under the basket. That worked out well.
Yeah, it really did for Vintage. So we're tied at four here in the opening minutes. It's very competitive so far.
Just let it again, a fast break, but missed the shot, and Vintage coming back now as they pull up with a long two, no good rebound. Gross, but she was fouled that last three-pointer by Rachel Galvin, who's only a freshman. That'll put Mo Gross at the free throw line. She's been out of action with concussion protocol, and she missed the first free throw. Gross going back to the line. Kate Kerr came out, sophomore, saying something to the senior. As her free throw is perfect. Nothing but net on that.
No, it's a beautiful job, beautiful shot.
The ball deflected as Vintage is putting on a full court press. Vintage was the league champion last year. They had a great girls basketball season last year, but they lost eight players by graduation. Gisletta brings ball forward court. They tried to get the ball to Armstrong Brown, but it's deflected away and stolen. Here comes a fast break with Galvin, the freshman, leading the way. Passed over to the right side. There's a shot up, no good by Kate Kerr. Scramble for the rebound, and Gisletta has it for Napa High. Out on the right wing, it's her pass there to Madison Ship. Working it around as the ball is deflected. Now, they get a bad pass from Ship that goes out of bounds. We had Key in the ball game there a while ago, and she's got the ball now. She's a very good player. Lizzie Key, a freshman, brings it to the left side. Key has it in the lane. She passed over to the right for a pull-up jump shot by Kerr. No good. And the rebound is taken by Napa. 5-4. Vintage has a one-point lead. And Armstrong Brown has the ball right in the center circle for Napa. Brings it over to Gisletta. Letta fakes left. Drives right and gets it back to Armstrong Brown for a three. No good. Rebound right to Vintage. Getting the rebound with Savage. Takes it down the right-hand side. There's the freshman. Fires from there. Galvin, no good. Rebounded by Napa. Coming away with the ball was Devin Wickersham. Is the two Gisletta. Well, we're midway through the first quarter already, and it's a low-scoring 5-4 thus far in the game. They lob it underneath, and there is a three-second lane violation called on Wickersham. So we have Joe Donahoe, the coach for Vintage, off the bench saying something now to his team. Napa is not using pressure defense. They're meeting the ball at midcourt, and then they'll double-team the player with the ball. Key had it over to the right corner, and then they come back, swing it over towards the left side to Savage. Savage bounces the ball underneath. There's a turnaround shot. Good by Gross. Mo Gross on that right-handed shot. That makes it a 7-4 Vintage lead. Napa with the ball. Quickly coming into the forecourt. Newman has the ball taken away. And Vintage gets it back. Key on the right side looks. Fires a three for Key. No good. Goes for her rebound. And foul is going to be called. Let's see against whom that will be charged. It's going to be called against Kate Kerr, a sophomore at Vintage. Napa had Sophia Tennant, sophomore, that came into the game. But there is a timeout taken. Well, we've got just a quick start here.
It really is. And if I got this correct, Vintage is starting two freshmen, only one sophomore, one junior, and one senior against Napa that only has one sophomore on the entire team. Vintage is doing a very impressive job moving the ball, and Napa kind of a step behind these last couple of minutes.
Yeah, Vintage has two freshmen. They have five sophomores on their roster, three juniors, and three seniors. But one of those seniors is Mo Groves, who's one of their outstanding players, but had been out of action for quite some time with that concussion protocol. But anyway, that's a young team. Napa has seven seniors on
it. He'll be a reload year next year for sure for Napa. Vintage is in nice shape considering how well their junior varsity has been playing and then having so many young players already playing varsity competitively.
Yeah, JV 17-1. All right, inbounds pass. Napa with the ball now. Vintage leads with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter to Armstrong Brown. Brings the ball in the forecourt, pressed by Galvin. Galvin plays a very tenacious defense. Ball underneath to Wickersham. Oh, she put a fake motion in, and that sent Key into the air. And when she came down, was called for the foul. So Lizzie Key. Key had 14 points against Napa in their first meeting. Wickersham was the one fouled to see if she was in the act of shooting. The official coming over saying something, saying she was not in the act of shooting. So Napa will inbound the ball rather than shooting two free throws. Armstrong Brown looks to trigger, looks way out, bounces underneath, and spinning, trying to get away a shot is Hannah Newman. As she does, she was fouled, and that was in the act of shooting. And the foul is going to go against Batista. Early Batista called for the personal foul. And free throw is up, and it bounds around, and finally nestles in. So Hannah Newman, 5'11 senior, back at the line. Her free throw is up, and it is good. 2 for 2 for her. And it's a one-point game now, 7-6. Vintage with the lead. They have the ball. Key brings it to forecourt to Groves. Groves drives to the right. Key, and the pass is intercepted by Tinnen. And here comes Napa. A chance to take the lead. Napa brings the ball into the forecourt as Armstrong Brown's guarded very tightly by Galvin. Takes a quarter court over the right side to Wickersham. Back out now. They try to work it underneath to Tinnen. They get the ball to her, but she's double-teamed, so fires the ball right back out. Now in the middle, turnaround shot by Gisleta. No good. Rebound by Groves. Fast break the other way now as Vintage comes into the forecourt with Galvin. Passing baseline right, but traveling is going to be called on Vintage's Perla Batista. Going to have a timeout.
Timeout, Vintage.
See if it's going to be a full timeout or a short timeout here. It's just going to be a short one. So we'll keep it here. And well, we were looking over the score sheet from the last meeting of these two teams, we indicated that it was a good game by Lizzie Key for Vintage with 14 points. And Anna Gisleta had 16 points for Napa High. Armstrong Brown had 10 points. They were the only two double-figure scorers in that game. In that night, the JV game was won 55-26. Tonight, it was 48-22. So we resume action now here in the first quarter. Wickersham drives all the way, goes up, shoots, no good. Tinnen tries for the rebound and couldn't get it. That would have put Napa ahead if she'd have made that. Coming down, putting a shot up is Key, no good. Rebound is taken out by Napa High. Key at midcourt was almost run into there by Gisleta. What an interesting matchup that is, a senior against a freshman.
It really is. On that whole drive where Napa just lost the ball, it never seemed like they were quite in control of the ball coming on down.
And the forecourt, Galvin, one of those two freshmen that started, the other being Lizzie Key. She has it right side. Gottman used up the dribble. Sit back out to Savage. Savage is double teamed in there, but hooks a pass over to Galvin. A high arcing shot that is rebounded by Savage. Over to Key, tries a three, no good. Rebound underneath, deflected, foul called. It'll be a two-shot foul for Vintage. The foul on Napa goes against Sophia Tinnen, 5'9 sophomore. Good potential with Tinnen. She's got some good athleticism.
Yes, she's certainly shown that so far in. She's been in the middle of a lot of these plays in these opening minutes.
The first free throw is around and just missed. This is at the free throw line for Vintage. Victoria Solario, a junior. So she missed on the first one. Solario back there trying to give her team a two-point lead. And she doesn't. She missed. Tinnen rebounds for Napa High. Here's Napa with another chance to lead. Coming down, going up, shooting, and getting fouled as she misses was Devin Wickersham. Boy, you could tell that she wanted to go all the way on that one.
Yeah, she really did. And had she made it, it would put Napa back in the lead. Very competitive game so far.
We're in the final minute of the first quarter. Wickersham bouncing the ball. Her right-hand free throw high arcing is perfect. She's a really good golfer. That's probably her strong suit is golf. For Vintage, Olivia Kerr comes into the game. Galvin goes to the sideline for Vintage. Here's the next free throw. Good. Just nothing but net.
Yeah, very nice form. Very high arc on that foul shot both times.
All right, 45 seconds to go. The Purvis short type shot, and Napa has gone into an 8-7 lead. Vintage with the ball as Mo Groves has to run it down. It was tipped away, and as she gets there, she is fouled. The foul is going to be called against the Crushers and or against Napa High. Check that on Gerard. Vintage with the ball. There's a three-point attempt by Groves. No good. Rebound underneath is good, and who got that one?
I didn't see it. She was turned around, but right underneath the basket, put it back in. Vintage has the lead again, 9-8.
Yes, he saw a battle here as we have 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Armstrong Brown, the ball between circles there. Under to Tinnen, spins, goes up, she shoots, scored! Wow! That's with 3 seconds to go. There's from midcourt, a long shot by Key is no good. And that last shot by Tinnen was a spinner route.
Yeah, it was. It almost made it. She shot that from about 30 feet away. Pretty entertaining first quarter.
And at the end of the first quarter, Napa is leading Vintage 10-9. Back with the second quarter after this. All right, back here at Messer Gymnasium. A good start in that first quarter. Here's Dino.
So in that first quarter, the Crushers got off 17 shots, made four of them, 0-for-3 from three-point land, 1-of-4 from the free throw line. For the Grizzlies, 3-of-11 from the floor, 0-for-1 from beyond the three-point line, a perfect 4-for-4 on free throws.
All right, second quarter action underway now. Key has the inbounds pass. Back into the lineup is Rachel Galvin for Vintage, and Key brings it over to the right side to Galvin. She'll fire a one and hit it. That was a two-pointer, very close to three-point range, though. And that puts Vintage back into the lead now, 11-10, just underway in the second quarter. Kinnon has the ball deflected away and taken by the Crashers. Galvin, the freshman, brings the ball quickly in the forecourt, takes it to the right of the Key, gives it back to Key, another freshman, over to Mo Groves, the senior, pops it up, no good from about 17 feet, and a foul underneath the board. It's going to go against Vintage. The Vintage foul goes against Key. That is her second. That is the fifth team foul against the Crashers already here in the first half, and we're just starting the second quarter. For Napa High, it's Gerard into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes over to Wickersham. Wickersham brings it back out now. Girard working against a man-to-man defense. And Girard, I'm not sure what she was trying to do. Looked like a little half soft hook, but it only went a few feet.
It's like she's trying to pass it to herself. She just lost control of it. By the time she got it, she traveled. So
a turnover, and that gives the Crushers the ball. They have the ball and the lead here in the early goings of the second quarter. Rachel Galvin has Gislinda pressuring him very tightly as they try to. And there, Kinnan moves in and makes the interception. Kinnan drives in. She's going to be double teamed, goes up, shoots, missed, but was fouled. Well, she took that one coast to coast.
Yes, she did, and very nearly made the basket. It would have been going for a three-point play had she, but it rolled off both sides of the rim.
Well, the foul goes against Ellie Savage, and that puts Sophia Tins. You know, we talk about the two freshmen for Vintage. Tins is just a sophomore, and she scores that free throw.
She has some presence about her when she plays, doesn't she?
Looks like a basketball player out there on the basketball court.
Yeah, she really does. Just has a poise and grace to her.
Well, she split free throws as she missed the second one. And Vinnie could not control the rebound. It was off of the Croatia's Ariel Miller, who has just come in. Miller is a pretty good three-point shooter. She likes to take the three-pointer. And if she is on, there's inbound pass to Gazzetta. She's going to be double-teamed right away. She passes over now and a... whistle and a three-second lane violation, I think, against Napa High. Joe Donahoe is smiling as he's off the bench, marching up and down in front of the bench as his Crushers bring the ball down. Galvin loses the ball. Wickersham has it. She's got, and there is a travel call. They had Gislinda ahead of the pack, and by the time Wickersham saw her, she got so excited and traveled.
Yeah, she did, and this is about the third traveling caller so on Napa so far.
As play resumes, Savage for Vintage just gets into the forecourt. We're all tight. It has the ball deflected. She goes for it, but it's over and back as far as the timeline is concerned, and that's a turnover against the Crushers. So we're tied at 11 apiece with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Gislinda against Galvin. Now, we mentioned that interesting matchup because one is a senior, the other is just a freshman. Driving is Wickersham, put the shot up and goes in with the left hand, coming from the left side.
Boy, that was at a really tough angle, too. She had to avoid the side of the backboard there to get that in.
Well, they're double teaming the ball, and Wickersham's going to be called for the foul. She and Gislinda were double teaming Galvin. Coming back into the lineup is Kate Kerr. Kerr is in, and Ariel Miller is out. 13-11 with Napa in the lead. Vinny's with the basketball. There was a pass that just did get to Mo underneath. Up and good on a good play by Victoria Solario. Baseline left work that banked it in off the backboard to tie up the game at 13. Napa brings it into Wickersham. To Armstrong Brown, goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Savage. Pass deflected, taken by Kinnan. Down to Gislinda. Up with the left hand. No good. Rebound. Savage comes out of there with the ball. On the dribble. And gets the ball into the forecourt. Bounce pass over to Mo. And Mo Groves buries the shot that puts Vintage back into a two-point lead.
We've had quite a few lead changes already here. We're only about 4 minutes left in the first half.
And it is a whistle and a turnover against Napa High. So Vintage gets the ball right back now with a two-point lead, and walking the ball into the forecourt is Rachel Galvin. Passes down to the right-hand side. Back out it comes to Mo Groves. Over the left side, there's that long two up, no good by Miller, rebounded by Napa. Into the forecourt on the dribble is Armstrong Brown. Her team down by 2 points. Armstrong Brown has the ball deflected by Galvin, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa High. 17 seconds on the 5 second clock or the 30 second clock. There, the over to Gisletta, puts a little half hook up, no good. Mo Groves gets the rebound, but it was in a lot of traffic, but gets a pass over to Galvin. Here comes Galvin down the lane, and she traveled. Took a little extra step, and she was penetrating into that lane. Into the lineup for Napa High comes Rosie Scaduto. She is 5'10 senior, so Scaduto has come into the game for the first time for Napa. They've made another change or two. They've got Grace Sedgley, who has come in, and she makes things happen. She was our player of the game when we broadcast an earlier game. Here's Brown firing a three. It banked it in. Armstrong Brown banked it in.
That didn't look like it had any chance at all, but it went. It bounced way out to the left of the board, but went right in. That.
So that three-point basket by Armstrong Brown puts Napa in the lead by 1 point, 16-15. Benny's has the ball. Mo Groves drives baseline with a jumper up, no good. Elbow jumper and the rebound. It's going to be a foul called, I think, and we're in the bonus now for Napa. Napa will get the 1-1 bonus. That was the seventh team foul here in the first half, and that will send to the free throw line Grace Sedgley. Sedgley bouncing the ball. Takes her time, and her free throw is no good, so she won't get the bonus. And rebound by Vinnies, coming down, trailing by a point. Gavin missed the shot. Rebound, though, was stolen by Napa down to Gisletta. She has an easy layup for two. Good job getting out of there with Devin Wickersham, getting that lead pass down to Gisletta. There's a three-point attempt up by Savage, no good. And again, it's Wickersham on the rebound, down to Gisletta again, and missed this time. And there is a whistle. And timeout. Joe Donahoe asking.
Boy, Gisletta has been in there for a lot of layups, and for a while it seemed like there was a litter of the basket, just like there was on this very last one. But she has been doing a good job last couple of minutes of getting ahead of the field as Napa's been fast breaking down the last several trips.
Interesting to watch the huddle for Napa High on the timeouts with Taylor Willis, who used to play for Napa, as the coach, and her assistant coach, Adam Martinez, stands right behind her and on occasion will add some comments there, and he happens to be her husband.
That's pretty cool. I met her, actually, at KVON radio station coming out of an interview on a show of yours. She was the next guest. Cool keeping it in the Napa family.
All right. Napa has opened up a three-point lead, and Vinnies has the basketball looking at a zone defense now. Napa has gone into a 1-2-2 zone defense, and Vinnies working it with the short passes around the perimeter, staying behind the arc. Underneath, the ball is deflected away, and travel is going to be called on Solario. She just couldn't get possession.
She couldn't get possession. She was fighting, bless her heart. She looked like a football running back trying to spin for more yardage, but it cost her in the end.
Gisletta with the inbounds pass quickly brings the ball forward court, goes to the right of the key, and used up that dribble, brings it back out to Wickersham. Fakes left, fakes right, now brings it to the right, driving to the basket and putting a shot up is Armstrong Brown, and it's going to be a blocking foul. One of those that is the judgment call. Some officials call it one way, some officials call it another way. And it's nonetheless a foul. The foul goes on Solario. Free throw is good. End of the game for Napa is Julie Solomon, 6'2 junior, coming in for the first time. So Solomon making her appearance with inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Next free throw is also good by Armstrong Brown. So that gives them the biggest lead of the ball game, 5 points.
Yeah, it does. They have a 7-0 run here late in the second quarter.
Savage with the ball has used up the dribble, and she is going to be fouled as reaching in, trying to poke the ball away was Devin Wickersham. Reporting to the scorer's bench and going into the lineup is Charlotte Girard. She'll replace Wickersham as Adam Martinez meets Wickersham and shakes her hand as she comes off the court. Napa with seven seniors, five juniors, and one sophomore on their varsity roster. And Armstrong Brown nearly steals the ball. And Armstrong Brown's trying to say that it was off of Vintage, but the official right there on the play says no. It is Burgundy's ball, or they call it red. So it'll be Vintage keeping possession, down by five here in the second quarter. Savage tries a long three. Kaboom!
Wow, that was a beautiful shot. That was as good as any we've seen all night.
Nothing but net for Savage on that three-point basket, and it's a two-point game now. Napa's Girard fakes right, goes left, goes to the lane, and is called for travel. Another turnover as those continue to mount.
A ton of traveling calls tonight, and the officials are calling it right? It's been happening a bunch.
Denny's could tie it up now or take the lead. Savage looks at a three, but she's not going to take it this time. Instead of bounce pass, goes right side. Pull around jumper is good off the backboard for two by Solario, and that ties up the game at 20. We've reached the one-minute mark here of the second quarter. 20-20 score, low post, and the foul called. Napa got the ball into their low post player, Julie Solomon, and reaching in and fouling her was Victoria Solario. That'll put Solomon at the free throw line for the first time. The official, Roy Hammond, is discussing something with the Vintage coaches. Do you know what? Vintage Joe Donahoe is assisted by Joy Dahl and Marcy Groves, who keeps the books, too, is also helping with coaching. We have a chance that we might ask Marcy about how her daughter's at the concussion situation worked out. If you want to take the mic and talk to Marcy here during this timeout. Yeah.
Hey, I was wanting to know how your daughter's concussion situation has been working out.
She's doing great. Her first night back was Monday night practice, and she did really well. She's gone through all the protocols, and everything looks great. She scored 11 the game 2 nights ago against Sonoma.
So definitely back.
Definitely.
And Marcia, are you also helping out with coaching in addition to scorekeeping?
No, I'm not. I'm simply scorekeeping and loving every minute.
What does Mo intend to do next year?
She's still waiting to see what top university she gets into, because that's priority number one. And then hopefully softball's in the future.
Yeah, very good softball player. Well, here we go now. The officials are conferring with the timer, and that being Troy Mott, Roy Hammond, the lead official, coming over talking with Troy. What is the main concern?
I believe a parent came out of the stands and got on the floor and cursed at the referee. Iris, I've never seen anything like that before.
No. So there is a delay in the action. I think that they want to see about escorting that person out of the gym.
Darcy Ward is up there talking to her right now when we're sitting at the top of the stands over our right shoulder.
Okay. Was it a male or a female that came onto the court?
It's female. It looked like it was one of the player's moms, I'm guessing, just the way that she originally approached the referee.
Okay, well, this is big game time, and we're tied up at 20-20, so anything can happen.
And we need to remember it's just a game.
Yeah, Dino, take us a moment to just take a look. It's almost halftime, but get an idea.
Sure, let's have a few statistics here. So the turnover battle, Napa's turned the ball over 12 times. Vintage has turned the ball over 8 times. Rebounding, Vintage has 12 rebounds. Napa has 13. And the shooting numbers for Napa, they're 6 of 19 from the floor. Vintage is 12 out of 26 from the floor. Sorry, that can't be right. 9 out of 26 from the floor. Sorry about that.
Well, we still do not have that situation resolved here as far as the, I don't know if you call it an unruly fan or an aggravated fan or just what the adjective would be.
She wasn't unruly. When I first saw her come out, I thought she was one of the coaches on the vintage side. And then it just went on, and then the officials just kind of waved everything off. We've had about a three-minute delay here so far. Looks like we're going to get back to play now.
Okay, well, here we go. We're inside of 1 minute to go here in the first half in a tie game. Big game for the girls. Boys, tomorrow night at Messner Gym, we'll broadcast JV and varsity action on KVON. In the meantime, Roy Hammond, the lead official, is asking the Napa booster, the Napa, I guess, I don't know if you call them the boosters, student rooters, to back up a little bit. They were getting real close to the floor there and to the playing surface, so they are backing up a bit. And at the free throw line, in the meantime, is Julie Solomon. She's ready for her first, and it's no good. She won't get the bonus. The rebound is to Vintage. Vintage has a chance to regain the lead now as they get the ball to Galvin. Freshman brings the ball between circles. Has used up the dribble. Gazzetta starting to pressure her, and that ball is nearly stolen away, but retrieved by Groves. Comes underneath, spinning, looking for a shot. Can't get it, so it comes out to Groves. She'll try a long two. It rims no good. Rebound by Solomon. Boy, she didn't run up. High down to Gizleta. Gizleta going up and missing the shot. And Groves tried not to foul her, but made body contact.
Fouled her pretty good, actually. She took her out of that play. Hopefully she will have a chance to recover for the opportunity of the two free throws. 18.2 seconds left, first half, 20-20 game.
To put Napa in the lead, she does. So Gizleta at the free throw line, back there now for her second. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so it was a two-shot foul. Her second free throw, that is no good. And the rebound, Armstrong-Brown, it's no good. Rebound taken by Vintage, so Threshers have the ball. And here's Galvin coming down the lane, kicking it back out to Savage. Savage double-teamed over in the right side. Underneath, the foul is called with 2 seconds to go. Vintage will get two free throws. That foul is going to go on Julie Solomon. Solomon, who split free throws out the other end.
Julie Solomon literally came over the top, and it looked like she just blocked the ball, but her arms being so long and the height advantage, I was surprised the foul got called. It looked like a clean block.
Well, she missed the first free throw, so she'll have one more chance to tie up the ball game here before halftime. And Mo Groves comes out of the lineup. Just over 2 seconds to go here in the first half. Trying for the tie. And she missed it. Rebounded by Napa High, but that'll do it there as far as the time runs out. And that ends the first half of play. Good ball game here. Close contest, that's for sure. So here at halftime, it's 21-20 as Napa High, the home team, has a one-point lead. Well, it's halftime, and Vintage High cheerleaders are putting on their presentation, and boy, they do a good job, too. You know, both of these teams, the Napa Spirit Leaders and the Vintage Girls, what a great job they do.
They did a great job, and not just in dancing and adding some spirit to the games, but they do a lot of public service projects. Both squads, high GPAs. These are very active young ladies who really represent both high schools as well as you could possibly expect. They make our community look really good.
We're talking with Travis Rogers, who joins us for some big game action. He'll be with us tomorrow night as we have a big game for the boys. But I want to find out a little bit about the current music scene at Napa High. What can you tell us that has happened since you left?
Duncan Cooper is the choir director at Napa High and just came from Michigan, actually. Was born and raised there and taught high school for a couple years in Colorado. This is his second year at Napa High. He's doing a great job on his staff. He has David Rulane, who is in charge of Open Music Workshop, which was the host for the Acapella Extravaganza this past Saturday night. It's an annual event. It's one of the biggest of its kind, just 1,200 people each year. And a cool feature of that show has been the college students that come that almost without exception have a Napa or Vintage High alumnus in them. They continue singing in acapella groups there, and then they always have a great pro group come as well. And so that was a great success again this last Saturday night. Kathy Martin is the office manager there. Instrumental side, Mike Riendo continues to be the band director, not just doing the marching band, but also the orchestra, beginning instruments, and has a fabulous jazz band as well. Mike was there, his first 6 or 7 years were my last 6 or 7 years there on staff at Napa High. So in very good hands, very pleased with how it's going.
Well, I know that you are always thought of as the director of vocal music. But what about performing? Did you sing with any groups or any organizations?
I came into the music business starting piano lessons at 6 years old. And then when I was in junior high school, Silverado Junior High School, my seventh grade homeroom teacher saw a picture of me playing piano in a competition and told the choir director that I played piano and he needed a pianist. So that's how I got into choir, was playing piano in eighth grade. And at that time in Napa, we were one high school, Napa High School. It was before Vintage was open, and we were 3 years high school. The ninth graders were at junior high schools at Silverado, Redwood, and at the time Ridgeview, where the Harvest campus is on now. So I sang in choir when I wasn't playing piano, but the only reason I was in choir was basically I was playing piano for it. My junior year was when Vintage opened, and so I was in the Vintage choir and the accompanist for the Vintage choir and sang in the Vintage choir the first 2 years.
Who was the director then?
I had two directors. I had Andy Cottle in sophomore year here at Napa High and the first year at Vintage. Then my senior year, he left to go on a sabbatical leave to get his doctorate, and we got a brand new teacher. It was his very first year. His name is Joe Michael Scheibe. Joe Michael Scheibe is now the head choral director at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, and it's the choral equivalent of being the head football coach there. He's easily considered one of the top 10 college choral conductors in the country, and I was fortunate enough to have him his very first year teaching. He was the one who inspired me to go into choir directing full-time as a career goal. I eventually ended up getting my master's with him when he was at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. I took a school year off, 86-87 school year. So very fortunate to have my life touched by him. But I, you know, to answer your question, the short answer, I never really considered myself a singer. I played piano and I could wave my arms pretty well and show people what to do, I guess.
Yeah, I also was wondering about the facilities that we have in the Napa area. We hear about up there the Veterans Home at Yountville and about different venues around here. How does the district auditorium compare to places where you have been around?
Well, it compares very favorably now. You know, the earthquake that everybody remembers is the one we had in 2014, but those of us who've been here longer than that also remember a pretty significant earthquake that happened in 2000 over Labor Day weekend in the middle of the night, much like the 2014 one. And in that earthquake, the most damaged room in the entire city of Napa was the district auditorium. Huge chunks of concrete fell down. They found out the walls were hollow. It wasn't anywhere safe to meet any earthquake standard. And so for 4 years, the class, it was actually class of 2004. It took 4 years, never, ever performed in from either high school in the district auditorium. It took 4 years to redo it. The community passed a bond issue, and in that bond issue, in keeping in the same footprint of the original building, created a beautiful auditorium. And I really knew it from how live the acoustics were, how beautiful it was to come in, the piano we were able to get for it, and just the way we were able to get it outfitted. We hosted choirs many times during a school year that would come up to Napa, from colleges and universities particularly. And that very first year that they reopened the district auditorium in the spring of 2005, Long Beach State came in, very fine choir, a top-tier program. And I remember the director looking at one of his singers and saying, man, this place sings as good as Disney Hall in L.A. Felt pretty good after hearing him say that. So we were very fortunate that the earthquake, in that one respect, in 2000 was a blessing in disguise for the future betterment of anybody who's been able to perform in that facility.
And that's where the locals can go to see West Side Story in March.
Yes, and it's also used by so many community groups. The high schools get priority. There's a scheduling meeting every May at the district where folks from Napa and Vintage sit down, from the music departments and administration sit down, and they set the dates that they're going to use, and then it's open to the junior high and elementary schools. And it really fills a lot of those dates. That is a extremely busy and vital facility for our kids, primarily in learning how to perform here in the Napa Valley.
Yeah, we seem to have several of those venues that are good to go to have some good acoustics.
We are, you know, and kind of the same thing happened to Lincoln Theater. We used Lincoln Theater those first couple of years that our auditorium was down, and then they decided to renovate Lincoln Theater and practically build a brand new auditorium there that would do justice to any large city auditorium. And we used it on several occasions even after our auditorium was up. We performed for many years with the Napa Valley Symphony, usually on December concerts, and a lot of times we did it up at Lincoln Theater.
And George Altamira stepped to the plate and renovated the Uptown Theater.
He did, and old-time Napans will remember when it was the one big movie theater in town and the only one. I can remember attending Disney shows there as a kid, and we went through where it was divided into two theaters and then four, and then it wasn't open for the time, and now it's just a first-class venue for acts that normally you'd have to go into the city to go see, but you're able to see them right here in Napa.
All right, well, we're ready for second half of basketball action. Again, our appreciation to Tony Casillas, our St. Helena All-Star that is our engineer tonight and tomorrow night. Then he's going to be on a little vacation, so he will be having a good time, I'm sure, on that. And we're going to be having a good time here in the second half as Napa leads by 1 point and has the ball to start this second half on the alternate position. And here we go. Napa with the ball brings it down to the forecourt. Reaching in and batting the ball away is Savage for the Crushers. 21-20. Napa with the lead. Napa 12-12 overall. Vintage 8-13 overall, or 8-15 overall. And Napa with the ball, working it around the perimeter, going from left to right, and then over to the right-hand corner for a three-point attempt, and it's an air ball fired up there by Madison Shipp. Shipp getting her first try, field goal. Coming down the other way is Mo Groves, and she tried a fast break, but getting in there and batting the ball away from her was Hannah Newman. Newman's about 5'11", and Groves about that same height. Inbounds pass. Comes to Groves, over to Key, fires a three, no good. Rebound Miller, back out to Key, over to Savage, fires a three, no good. Rebound to Key. Key bounces it to Savage, fakes left, goes right, and scores. What a good play by Savage. That was Ellie Savage.
Really pretty move, spinning to her left to get that, and the ball took a left-hand spin into the basket as well.
Now Vinny's goes back into a one-point lead now in the first minute of the second half as Napa brings the ball into the forecourt, and it's off of Napa, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Madison Shipp. So I don't know what happened to Key in that first half. She got a good start and then wasn't in for a lot of the action, but she's in there now. There's a shot up, no good by Galvin. Rebounded by Napa, and they had Gisletta one-on-one driving in, going up and scoring one-on-one against Kelly Olmstead.
Yeah, and she's been down in front of the defense on several plays and has made about three baskets now in similar type plays.
Yeah, good breakaway. That puts Napa back into a lead, 23-22. 6.5 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter, and Key and Gavin, the freshman tandem, at guards for Vinny's. Both are just freshmen. And now Gavin handles the ball really well. Over to Savage. Hughes up the dribble. Finds over there on the left side. A three-point attempt up and good by Miller. That is what Ariel Miller loves to do, hit the three.
Yeah, and again, just that very, very pretty shot. Another lead change, Ira, and he's back on top, 25-23, 6-11 left in the third.
Yeah, the three-point pass can put him up by 2 points. Inbounds pass comes to Gisletta. Now, Vintage is using a little bit of full court pressure, but it's a man-to-man. It's not a trap pressure as such. Napa gets the ball, tries to get it down to a low post. They do to Gisletta, but she turned around and missed the shot, and the rebound is to Vintage. Bo Groves comes down, goes to the baseline, spins, can't shoot, gets it back out to Key, throws it at the top of the key to Savage, tries a three, it rims, no good. Rebound Key, back out to Savage, kicks it over the right side to Galvin. She'd try a three, no good. Rebound Key is up, it's no good. Rebound Key again. What offensive rebounding there to Miller. She shoots, no good. Rebound by Groves. What great offensive rebounding by Vinny.
I think that was five rebounds in a row, wasn't it?
The Gino on that.
I'm sorry, Ira, I couldn't hear you.
Just wondered how many rebounds.
On the rebounding, oh, on that sequence, there were five.
So here we have at the free throw line, Mo Groves. The first free throw is off to the right. No good.